This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
Live with us on the air, on the hotline, Herschel Walker, Georgia Senate candidate. How are you, number 34?
Hello there. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. I know you do 1,000 of these a day. First of all, thank you for giving us a little bit of time. Back-to-back appearances, I say back-to-back, you're going about 50 back-to-backs every single day. You're talking to Austin Rhodes here at WGAC in Augusta, and I have to remind you, I'm your biggest Pittsburgh Steeler Herschel Walker fan. So I just have to go ahead and tell you
that. I tell you what, any fan that's going to vote for me, I'm a fan of his as well.
Yeah, old buddy Hines Ward, you and I have fun talking about it. So I gotta ask you, Herschel, you've done so very well up to this point, particularly taking the $130 million campaign. Have you ever considered how much money has been spent to run your name into the ground? Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, and I tell you what's so amazing is, you know, the race is tied. That means that they don't know how to spend their money, so they need to quit trying to spend our money. If they can't spend their own money, quit spending our money, because that's what they're doing. They continue to spend money they don't have, and right now we got to get this economy back together, and that's the reason I'm running, because I know I can help to change things. I'm here for the people of Georgia, not for any political party or any president, but I'm here for the good people of Georgia.
Your opponent has the audacity in his most recent ads to bring up competence and what was the other one? Competence and coherency or something like that. What gets me is he represents policies that are not competent or coherent. Go ahead.
Well, what's so strange is he say things like that, and if people just stop for a moment and see what he's done at his church. What he's done is his church with that apartment building, that there are people that have died in that apartment building where he tried to evict people that was, poor, they couldn't pay the rent. And at the same time, he evicted the poor people and people that had a mental illness. And then people have died in that place. Nobody been held responsible for it. So I think that's what people need to be talking about that. And then they didn't even file the paperwork correctly. They was told over years ago that it wasn't filed correctly. They still has not done it. But yet, I built companies. I sit on public traded board. I've done everything that you're supposed to do as a business leader. I've signed in front of a paycheck he's never have, and I've continued to go out and do the things I'm supposed to do. So most of the things he says about me, I think people now can start thinking that he's talking about himself.
Well, competence and character is what he's saying, and it goes right back to the issues. And, you know, personalities aside, you represent one side of the political spectrum fighting for the issues. He represents the other. You support a strong border policy. His team is in charge, and they don't. His policy has no competence or character on the border.
Well, one thing about it is his character doesn't have any confidence in anything that he represents. You know, he also, not just the border, you look at what they've done with this economy. You look at what they've done with crime. Look what they're doing in our schools. Not one thing. This is less than 2 years that he's been in office. And you see where we're at. People, look at your pocketbook. Is your pocketbook better? Is your bank account better? Is your gas prices better? Is your food prices better? Look at their kids' school or their grade point average better. It's because of Senator Warnock. So when you start talking about confidence and all that, it's himself. And he hasn't done the right thing by the people of Georgia. That's the reason I decided to run. And he continued to sling mud. If you want to sling mud, I can sling mud with the best of them, but that's not what this is about. It's about that he failed as a senator. And that's what we need to be talking about. He has failed as a senator. And I think on the debate, people thought he failed as a debater as well. And he thought he can beat me in a debate. He lost there. And he's going to lose that Senate seat to me as well.
Hersh, that was the line of the season when you said there's more than just that woman and her doctor in the waiting room that has a baby in there. That was the greatest line involved on the issue of abortion that I've ever heard on the conservative side. So congratulations on that. But let me get back to the border real quick. So just today they've announced that the Homeland Security guy, or the border chief rather, has been fired by Biden. And my question would be, isn't that like the head coach firing the water boy when it's his policy that's making the team lose? I mean, it's Biden's policy and it's the Democrats' policy, and he's going after the poor bureaucrat that they won't let do his job at the border.
Well, that's exactly right, but what's a shame about that? Neither he or Senator Warnock has ever been to the border. That's what's so funny. You're firing a guy, you never even been to the border yourself. You never even addressed anything happening with the border, but yet you fire him and said he's to blame. they continue to blame other people. Well, you can't blame other people. It's your policy that's the one that's the problem. Why are you blaming someone else? You know, one of the things I think people need to be listening to, that's the reason I'm advising them to get out and vote December the 6th for Herschel Walker, because they will not even admit that there's problems going on. And then when they asked him about fixing the problem, he said everything was okay. He's not going to change anything. That means that Reverend Warnock, Senator Warnock, is never going to change anything. They think everything is going along well, but it's not. There's a lot of problems we got going on. There's crime going on. There's so many problems that they've created in less than 2 years, and they're not going to fix it because they won't even acknowledge that there's something going wrong.
Let's talk for just a second to the people who made the decision to vote for Governor Kemp but who didn't vote for you for whatever reason. I don't understand that. That makes no sense to me at all. I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican. Somebody's a liberal out there, they're not going to vote for Herschel. I get that. If someone's a conservative and did not vote for you, what can you say to them now to convince you that they made a mistake and they need to come through for you on the 6th?
Well, what I can say to them right now is, that's a big difference between Senator Warnock and Herschel Walker. First of all, I believe in lowering your taxes. And he believes in raising your taxes. I believe in supporting our men and women in blue. He believes in calling them names. I believe in supporting our military. He said you can't serve God and the military at the same time. He's going to bring wokeness into the military. I believe in school choice. He don't believe in educating our kids. He voted against a bill that could have paid kids to go to other private schools if they wanted to, but he wouldn't even vote for that. I believe in keeping men out of women's sports. He voted to put men in women's sports. But yet he's a big hypocrite. He's been a hypocrite. You see what he's done at this apartment building where there people have died. He's going to blame everyone else except himself. And I want people to know that. I want people to know that when you go to Washington, I will be on the federal front doing for the great people of Georgia what he should have been doing, but he didn't, because he's going to be Democrat. You shouldn't be about Democrat or about Republican. You should be about the people. Whereas Brian Kemp is trying to row the boat in one direction, he's been rowing in the opposite direction. But I can guarantee you I'm going to row in that direction, because I'm here for the people of Georgia.
All right. Well, listen, I can't tell you enough how much the conservatives in Columbia County appreciate you, and we're getting out the vote as big as we can. By the way, what would you say to those folks that say, well, now that the Senate seems to be in control of the Democrats, there's no need to get out and vote in this? Why is that not right?
Well, that is totally not true. There's going to be a 50-50. If I get in the Senate, there's going to be a 50-50. And then you can get somebody to swap over, because I think people start seeing what this country really means. I think right now we need leaders in Washington, and I don't think we have leaders. Well, I am a leader. When I get to Washington, I'm going to let people know what the country means, what their state means, what the people mean. Then I think that's what can turn the tide. Having leaders in Washington that speak out for the people, speak out for this country, speak out for this state, because we're good people here, and I think you need stronger leaders in Washington that we don't have right now.
All right. Herschel, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We appreciate you. By the way, no truth to the rumor that we may see you snuck in the national championship game, is there?
No truth there. I think they're going to do it. They don't need me. They're going to do it without me.
Okay, because Georgia said you could go back and get a graduate degree, and they come back and let you play 2 more years, I think.
Yeah, no, I tell you what, I just want them to go to teamherschel.com and put me in that Senate seat, and I'll be there rooting the dog on.
There you go. All right, pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you now.
Thank you. Herschel Walker, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you too.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.